We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're just kind of hashing out during the commercial break our blueberry poetry night.
Blueberry.
We are going to steal that category from the Jason Taylor Foundation. And we are going to get up there. We are going to look deep. We're going to do this at a location. We'll have listeners come up and do it and just give you like the...
But JT's Blue Apple, like they give out thousands of dollars worth of scholarships. Like,
we're going to give out some of that Perrier and juice.
That's our thing.
And we're blueberry.
blueberry poetry.
And we'll get up there and we'll do, you know, the Marlins are winning. The Marlins are losing. In life, you win. In life, you lose. We are all Marlins. Yeah, everybody snap, right? And then everybody looks at each other like, wow, that was deep. Everyone in those things is pretending, right?
No, it could,
like,
touch you.
Like, can it?
It could touch you.
It's like going to see art, you know, and you go in a museum and they go, this is, what does this say to you? And you're, oh, this says... I mean, don't say no.
Bro, you're trying to get me in trouble with my wife right now.
Oh, she likes art or poetry?
She likes all of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So when we went to Chicago, we went to all them damn museums and the art displays and all, and she really sits there and has the research out of it, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
What happened with Bill Ryder? I know we're trying to get him because he's in Los Angeles.
I got him, but he told me to call him back in about 1 minute.
Okay. Bill Ryder, I had texted with him this morning, and he said, hey, I'm going to be on the freeway in Los Angeles, so it might be dicey on my cell phone, so we'll hear what it sounds like. He is the evening host on CBS Sports Radio, and you see him every evening, 5 p.m. on CBS Sports HQ, and he is as knowledgeable about NBA basketball as anyone that we have on the air, but he's a fun guy to talk to regardless. But yeah, I do believe we have to put together a blueberry poetry night with Hochman and Crowder, and we'll have... I want to do it on the air, you know, just talking about Jim Rome in the last segment being nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. He would have a smack-off. I don't know. You ever listen to Jim Rome's show?
No.
So he would do... he would have a smack-off where callers would call in, but they'd work on it for weeks, and they'd come with their best stuff, and then he'd go to so-and-so, and they'd have their best stuff. And, you know, the callers, like, you had to put a lot of effort in to get onto his show. I think Ryder may have filled in for Jim Rome every night. I got to ask him. Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Bill Ryder from CBS Sports Radio is there, and we know he's in his car in Los Angeles, so who knows if this will work or not. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys. Hello.
Did you ever fill in for Jim Rome? Have I seen that before?
Yeah, so I guess that's a thing now for me. I filled in last week, and I guess I'm filling in on a semi-regular basis now.
I was saying to Crowder, because I was just looking at the nominees for the Radio Hall of Fame have been released, and Jim Rome is one of the nominees. I was telling Crowder, like, he would do these smack-offs with the listeners, where listeners would work on their phone calls for a week or two before he would bring them on the air. And it, I mean, it was really good radio.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge... You know, I'm not going to pretend I know Jim Rome super well, like we're best friends, but he's one of those guys that's really gracious and good to writers and just media people, which, as you guys know, isn't always true in this business. And he has been a significant sort of force for help in my career, just randomly, and a lot of other guys. I'm a huge human being in the town. I think he's a talented dude.
He's in Los Angeles too, right?
Yeah, so it's, I guess, so I'd filled in a few times for him. And you know how it is. You get used to anything, you get used to it. I hadn't been nervous doing radio in years, but I was nervous the first time that I went down to Jim Rome's studio and did that show.
Well, it's weird to do someone else's show, right? Like, you do your own show, you do your own show. I can come in here, I can do my own show. It doesn't matter if we BS or talk sports or do whatever. It's our show. I don't have anyone to worry about except me and Crowder and Solana and our boss, Len. But you fill in for someone's show. There's an expectation, obviously, of Jim Rome nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. There's an expectation that you're going to do the style of Jim Rome's show.
Yeah, it's interesting because And, you know, I actually like it when people call me stupid on Twitter. Like, oh, they're paying attention. Like, that's fine. I can be stupid. It really comes out with on Jim's show. And my philosophy, I don't know what you guys do back in the day when you were sort of working your way up and selling in. I'm just going to be me, right? I'm not Jim Rome. I'm never going to be Jim Rome. And you're right. A lot of guys that do Jim's show try to be Jim. And, you know, for better or worse, I'm just going to go on there and be whoever the hell I happen to be.
That's honestly, hey, Bill, that's the best advice I ever got in radio. You can't sell knowledge for 30 years. You can sell yourself. So sell yourself.
That is great. I got the same advice in TV after the most disastrous audition in television history. I was sweating. A guy came down and was screaming at me to be my bleeping self. But he gave me good advice. If you're going to fail, you might as well fail as yourself.
Yeah, no, yeah. Makes sense. Bill Ryder is with us. You hear him every evening on the CBS Sports Radio Network, and you can see him on CBS Sports HQ, 5 p.m. on Ryder's Block. What do you think is going to happen tonight? Game 6. I've been vacillating because we've had some gambling experts on yesterday and today. I've been vacillating. I happen to think Golden State is going to lay the hammer tonight, but everyone we've had on has said take Toronto plus the points.
Yeah, I think last I saw it was what, Toronto plus 2.5?
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, so vacillating is the right word, and the unpredictable nature of this series has made it really fun, unless, like me, you bet on sports, and then it's been at times incredibly frustrating. I think the Warriors are going to win, and I think I'm with you, dude. I think there's a real chance that they, if not going to win by 30, but I think they could win by 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. I can't get my mind around the notion of the Golden State Warriors in the last three games they'll ever play at Oracle Arena. And that is for people that haven't been there, it's a special place, especially when the basketball matters. Can't get my mind around the Warriors losing the last three games to ever be played in that building, which to stop that from happening, they have to win tonight. I don't usually believe in the whole guy got hurt, we're going to play at a higher level. I think this is different. I think the Warriors win. I don't feel enough confidence to bet the mortgage, but I'm going to bet something.
And Bill, we've been arguing about this today. The Draymond situation, where if he gets another technical, he's out for Game 7. If it does go to Game 7, does that affect the game? Because Draymond's an emotional player. That fuels Draymond. Now he has to pull that back a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great question and a great topic. I mean, the reality is, it probably does, but he can't let it. I mean, he just. And you know this is human nature. The guy's gotten, what, 7 of them. The officials are going to be – they're not going to give him anything that's close, right? Anything that is marginal is going to be a technical. And we've already seen what happens when the guy misses a critical game in the finals back in 2016. So I do think – I don't think it affects his play, but it may affect his perspective, not his passion. He's the kind of guy that can get angry that he can't get angry, bottle it in and do something stupid. He's just got to be, and I love Draymond, but he's got to be careful.
Bill Ryder is with us. He's in Los Angeles. I was telling Crowder earlier, I was watching First Take this morning, and one of the questions that they posed to Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, if the Lakers are able to obtain Anthony Davis, do they win the championship next season? And Stephen A. Smith was all in on yes. He said yes. LeBron had that team as the 4 seed before he got injured. You add Anthony Davis to that. Doesn't matter who's around them. Those guys go and win a championship.
Man, do they win the champion? I mean, it's a legitimate question. I just hate that Rich Paul is able to potentially facilitate this. I hate everything about the tampering involved. LeBron's a little bit older, but I still believe he's amazing. And this whole notion that he's on the downward trajectory, I just don't buy it yet. I mean, if you're asking me Lakers against the field, I am absolutely taking the field. Here's what I think, and you guys saw this in Miami the first year. We saw in Cleveland. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're friends with the guy. LeBron's not easy to play with. The weight of it, the gravity of it, wherever you want to place the blame, it's not as simple as walking in, pairing up with LeBron James if you're talented, and winning a bunch of basketball games. And this Lakers culture is a disaster. That Heat culture, all the way back in, what was it, guys, 2010, was as good a culture as you could step into. The Lakers are as bad a culture as you can step into. And it was still a huge amount of work and just to get your arms around for Spoelstra, for Riley, for that organization. No, I'm going to go no. Do I think they win an NBA championship eventually? If Rob Pelinka is even remotely good at his job, I think it's absolutely likely or possible. I know there's no Durant next year, so it affects things a little bit. But Kawhi Leonard in Toronto or Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers is going to be really good. No, I think there's a learning curve with LeBron, and I think Anthony Davis has shown through his agent, through his actions, a sort of thin-skinned, you know, living in an ivory tower sort of worldview as a basketball player that's going to take some adjusting to when you're under the glare that comes with being LeBron's teammate.
And the free agency we're speaking of, KD, like you said, is out of it. Or I want to say out of it. He can get his money if he wants to, but it did change. And we've heard differing opinions on this, Bill. How does the Achilles tear change this offseason?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it changes it significantly. And, most people presume, I guess it depends who you talk to, but talking to people around the NBA, if Kevin Durant doesn't blame the Warriors in the end, right, and doesn't blame the medical staff, and it's just one of those things, that's how he actually feels in a few weeks. Him opting into that deal with Golden State makes a lot of sense, and that puts the brakes on anybody that wanted to pair with him or thinking about pairing with him. It creates some real cap issues for the Warriors and what they're going to do. They got to obviously navigate Klay Thompson and some other guys like Boogie. But if Kevin Durant does blame Golden State, you know there are going to be teams that are going to happily give him a bunch of money in 4 years, and next year will be sunken costs. And then, again, then who knows whether or not a Kyrie Irving is willing to sign a deal. I think it's a huge deal. I think it will affect everything. It'll affect who the Knicks go after. It could, if Kevin Durant does this one-year deal and he and Kyrie plan to play together, maybe Kyrie's looking for a 1+1 somewhere. I think it's a really, really big deal.
Bill Ryder, CBS Sports Radio Network. And again, you can watch him on CBS Sports HQ every night as well. Golden State, Toronto tonight. You like Golden State, I do too. So let's say they win and goes to a game 7. What do you think happens for the series?
I think the Warriors win. We'll see, right? They got to kind of see how – Iguodala has held – when Kawhi has been guarded by Iguodala, he shot 37% from the field. Any other Warriors shooting 45%. He's scoring, I think it's 17 points per 100 possessions when Iguodala guards him, and 42 per 100 possessions when anybody else, right? So how does Iggy look tonight? Boogie, good Boogie, bad Boogie. There's all these factors. The Warriors keep playing great defense. They have in their wins. They have in their losses. But, guys, it feels to me so much like that 2016 series where Cleveland came back from down 3-1 in a very similar situation where the pressure, the confidence and the certainty of being – then the 73-win Warriors team, and now this Raptors team that has been unflappable, it shifted, right? I was at that series in 16. I think the pressure could be too much. I think the weight of that thing, I think the confidence Golden State will have. I talked to Kenyon Martin today. And he's the first guy that I heard say exactly what I'm thinking. If the Raptors don't win tonight, and they may, my guess is, and so was Kenyon Martin's, I think they lose on Sunday in Game 7 at home.
Yeah, and how much would Golden State love to erase the knock against them, the only team to have blown the 3-1 lead? If they go back and do it a couple years later, no one gets to talk about that anymore.
You're right. It erases it, and I know they feel for Kevin Durant, and they want him out there. It also erases the whole, they had to have Kevin Durant to win. I think there's almost no scenario where the Warriors win an NBA championship this year and Steph is not the finals MVP. It's his first. Draymond Green missed that game 5. Part of the reason, you could argue, that Cleveland came back and he gets to make amends personally for letting his team down, especially if he dodges this technical foul tonight. So I'm with you. And this Warriors team is so interesting, right? They're such an in-rhythm team on the floor. It's also true, I just think, in the course of a series, they win this game, their confidence, they're not going to play lackadaisical garbage defense in a game 7 in Toronto. And I don't think they are tonight either. One of the unsung stories is they have played defense that has been worse than the Cavaliers' defense in the regular season this past year. The Warriors have in this finals. They played G League level defense in all 3 losses. Play some defense, they can win these games. I think they know that. So they go back into game 7, feels to me like a Raptors team that's in their own head, and a Warriors team that just rolls.
And Bill, have you been around Kawhi Leonard any?
Yeah, and I know as much about him as I feel like I do the tree I'm looking out my window. Yes, I have.
Because I had perfect. History. All the storylines, I was going to tell you, you're a gambling man. Would you bet money on him being human or alien?
I got to tell you, so I'm in this alien thing. I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but the U.S., the U.S. government is starting, the military is starting to release recordings of actual UFO interactions with fighter pilots to encourage pilots to sort of report these things. And I got a buddy of mine sent me a video caught on a ring of a what looks like an alien. So I'm not kidding when I say thinking about aliens. if this goes seven, almost certainly Kawhi Leonard is going to score more points in this postseason than any player in the history of the NBA. Michael Jordan is one, and LeBron, and I believe Kareem are two, and Kawhi is at 700. He's like 47 points behind Jordan's record, and he's the best defensive player on the face of the earth, and he's capable, and we saw this, right, of going on a 10-0 run by himself in a fourth quarter. I mean, the guy is, I think, here's a fun fact for you. If Kawhi Leonard wins, you know, gets another championship, he'll have won two before age 28. He's 28 at the end of the month. At least in terms of his age and chasing rings, he'll be ahead of Jordan, who had zero, LeBron, who had one, Wilt, who had zero, Kareem, who had, I think, zero or one, Shaq, who had zero. I mean, I know we always do this greatest of all time hyperbole, but, man, Kawhi is quietly putting together a pretty amazing resume pretty early in his life.
And there's a little star out there that's so proud of him right now. They're watching down on him from that little star.
Must get shoe deal. It's New Balance. That's okay, bleep.
Rebound man get paid. A rebound man
Bill
get
Ryder,
paid.
Bill Ryder, listen to him on the CBS Sports Radio Network, and you watch him on CBS Sports HQ, and every now and then he's filling in for Jim Rome. And one day, Bill Ryder will be up there accepting his award as he enters the Radio Hall of Fame. Will you thank us?
It'll be that or it'll be the unemployment check. But either way, I will thank you guys. Absolutely.
Yep, I feel like we're on the same trajectory. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Bill Ryder there, CBS Sports Radio Network. He's fun to talk to. He really is.
He is.
But he's so unlike Jim Rome. Like, you don't listen to Jim Rome at all?
No.
Jim Rome's just so super serious, but he also does goofy things, but just kind of the way that we do it, in a very serious take on it. Like,
I love podcasts. Jim Rome's not my cup of tea.
Right.
I listen to Bill. Ryder than you?
Yeah.
I listen to Bill over Jim.
Like, Ryder's really good. Yeah, very pop culture oriented guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.